Hare Krishna. Okay, we have a really good question today from anonymous person or unnamed person. They're quoting Pandita Samadarshana verse from Bhagavad Gita. And yet at the same time he's saying, well, if we're supposed to be treating all living entities the same, then why is the cow sacred? Why are we giving preferential treatment to the cow over other animals? And the principle behind that question is very relevant. It's a very good good question, and let's get into it in detail. It requires understanding how to balance oneness and difference, spiritual oneness and material difference, and be able to function with both of those things in the world. And that requires a certain level of wisdom. So, an example. We know that the soul within a little cat and the soul within a lion are equal. There's no difference between them. And yet at the same time, we know that little cats, kittens, and lions behave in different ways. And therefore, we react to them differently. We relate to them differently. If you don't relate to them differently, then you're going to have serious issues, problems, obviously, because the lion is going to harm you, whereas the kitten is not. So, similarly, we have, all right, the kitten and the cow. So the kitten, aside from being cuddly and catching mice, is not the most useful of all animals. But the cow is very useful because the cow gives us milk. The cow is the basis of milk, which is our economic basis and our whole sustenance. And then, of course, the bulls. When we talk about cows, we also mean bulls. And the bulls are also equally sacred. They're like the father, because they're the source of our work power. So, yes, the soul between the kitten and the soul between the cow and the bull are the same, but at the same time, the service that these animals render is different. And therefore, you have to have the unity, both in diversity. You have to be able to unify these two diverse things. One is the function or the service that the living entity does, or their role in society or in the world, and the other is the spiritual equality. And when we know how to do both of those things, then that becomes the real key to being Krishna conscious. When you just want to see everything as one, well, then that, and you end up becoming, it ends up becoming Mayavad philosophy or some impersonal attainment that philosophy, that we try to deal with every living entities in the same way. On the other hand, if you just discriminate against living entities on the basis of what you apparently see externally, then that becomes materialism. Then you become a materialist. You're just relating to the material distinctions. So, bheda-bheda, oneness and difference. We have to be able to deal with the oneness and at the same time difference. And I say this was a really good question, valuable question, because, for instance, Varnashram is based on this whole thing. Varnashram is based on the equality of all living entities. Every living entity spiritually is equal, but materially they're empowered in different ways and have different roles and functions in society. So take, for example, men and women. So men have one role, and women have another. They're equal, but because of their duties, say in terms of bringing children into this world, men have one role, and women are the child bearers. So spiritually, they're the same, but they're revered in a different way. And so are different types of men and different types of women according to their bodily capacities. And they are dealt with, but they have different roles in society. And some are respected more and some are respected less in one way, or at least given deference. For instance, everyone gives respect from the material point of view to the brahmanas, because they're meant to be like the gurus of society, and you respect guru. But nonetheless, spiritually, we should see everybody, be they shudras, vaishyas, animals, men, women, and so on, equally from the spiritual point of view. That requires real insight. It requires real Krishna consciousness. And without Krishna consciousness, then you run into all kinds of problems. Then you run into a caste system. You run into materialistic perceptions of life, or you go to the other extreme, as I mentioned, that people then become tainted with impersonalism. So oneness and difference. It's truly a wonderful way of seeing things, and because of this extraordinary role that cows and bulls play in society, therefore they're given a special status over and above other animals. In fact, their status is considered to be equal to that of brahmanas. If brahmanas are the guru and therefore the spiritual mainstay of society, then cows and bulls are the economic, religious, and so on mainstay of society. Both are so fundamental, so foundational, that Krishna gives equal respect to both, or sometimes we say even more respect to the cows than to the Brahmins. Good question. Thank you, and Hare Krishna.